This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Guys, we are taking the podcast to TV. Yes, we are. You do not want to miss it. On Wednesday nights, beginning April 1st, there are going to be two different shows called If TV. The first one is Made for This, and it's me hosting live with video. You're going to get to see some of the podcast conversations there, but a lot more content. So you do not want to miss it. Sign up at ifgathering.com. You have to sign up because we are keeping it private for now. It's totally free. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so fun to have this experience with your good friends. So send this out to them. Have them sign up with you. We're going to have conversation cards for you to meet on Zoom afterwards and have some community and some bonding during this very isolating time.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Made for This podcast. This season has been absolutely incredible, and to be honest, I'm a little bit sad that it's over. We were going to take the month of April off from podcasts, but while we're all sitting at home and in this kind of unprecedented season with coronavirus, Jenny has been busy making new content for you guys that we think is going to just bless you, encourage you, challenge you, give you something to talk about with your friends. So keep tuning in every Tuesday and Thursday for some incredible interviews, Jenny's teaching episodes, and more of the Made for This podcast. And don't forget, this is just a great time to go back into season 3. You could even go back all the way to season 1 and 2 and use the kits and the tools that we've created for you that are completely free. You can go to jennyallen.com and you can find the Dream Guide, the Anxious Thoughts Guide, the Friend Guide, the Book Club Kit for Get Out of Your Head. And this is such a great way for you to get on Zoom or FaceTime with your people right now and listen to the podcast together. So here we go. Here are some of our absolute favorite moments from season 3.
If you want to be a great player, memorize the playbook. If you don't memorize the playbook, you're not going to be effective as a player. Satan is who Satan is, and we're not worthy foes. I mean, we're not formidable, right, until we invoke Christ and we invoke Scripture. I don't like being afraid. Fear's okay. Very quickly, there has to be a process that comes between the fear moment and either becoming afraid or becoming ready. And that's the space that you're exploring, is what is that language that keeps fear from becoming afraid and takes you towards ready. And by the way, you can be ready and still be nervous as all get out. And some of that lets you know you're alive, but fear is not the bad guy. Being afraid is what Satan wants. Satan wants us to make decisions out of being afraid.
I really think if you want connection, reach out to somebody. Now, some people are going to say no, but I really think there are people out there who are looking to connect with other people, and they are just afraid that they will not be accepted. They want someone to start out and connect with them and talk to them, invite them into their lives, bring down the walls we've been building. I think these walls can be broken. They are walls of insecurity, and these walls of insecurity can be broken. And when you break them, you bring in other people. As you bring in more people, gradually you create the culture.
When you are living your life on purpose in light of the gospel, that means you have to focus on things other than yourself. When your eyes are seeing this world through the lens of how God sees them, which you're only going to gain that vision if you're spending time in God's Word and paying attention to those Holy Spirit that fills you, things become a lot more peaceful. And your trust in the Lord grows. And trusting God, not yourself, lowers the anxiousness that you can experience. Because we're anxious because we know we can't do it all ourselves, right? But if we're trusting in a God who is able, he lifts the anxiousness away.
People have usually beautiful motives. I don't know many people that jump out of bed and say, let me just go be mean and inflict a lot of pain. But they have a worldview and they have biases like I do and you do. They just sometimes might not be aware of those biases, nor would they be aware of what's going on around them in our faith communities, like know what's going on inside the cockpit. You and Jesus, like trust the instruments, and then know, be situationally aware to know what's going on outside the cockpit. What I think we do is we're just trying to correct everybody along the way. it just doesn't come across as helpful. I just really enjoy when people have let me be wrong. And it wasn't that they were just trying to go soft on doctrine. They were going so big on Jesus that they didn't have great doctrine and lousy theology. They had great doctrine and great theology.
God meant for there to be joy in a harvest. It doesn't please him for us to act like there was nothing fun about finding out that it actually worked.
Yes.
You know, Jenny, I don't know. Yes. You may not have that bent.
No.
But I have it so bad.
I have it so bad.
All he's looking for is that we don't take credit.
Right.
He wants us to take joy. Yes. Rejoice in it. Take long enough to go, Lord, look what you did. And stop and go, you performed a miracle here. Rejoice. Instead of acting like I might offend God when he's going like, are you kidding me? Just don't take credit for it.
Yeah.
But rejoice in the ingathering when they would gather the produce from the vines. He would say, and you will come and you'll rejoice before your God. And I don't know if that's a game changer to anybody else, but it was to me. It really was.
Yeah.
Joy's always coming. Weeping may endure for naught, but joy's always coming.
God's Word is a wonderful resource. It's not a dark, dusty book. The Psalms is a place to go that is honest about life, but gloriously hopeful. But there's something else I want to say. My spiritual health is a community project. There are times I can't get out of my own head, and I'm thankful for people in my life who will speak grace into my head and get help. Reach out and find people who you know can help you to begin to establish some habits of control so that you begin to live in some of the riches that you've been given.
When we're not so obsessed with analyzing ourselves and we see ourselves in the light of our identity in Christ, then all those things that make us uniquely us like fit into how he will use us. There are women who will speak loudly and boldly in a different way than I will. And some people will hear that because they need to hear it that way. But some people might need to hear it in the way that I speak too. And so rather than thinking of my personality traits and my cultural background as liabilities sometimes, that I end up seeing them in the light of like how unique God is in gifting all of us and using each one of us because he's the author of every race, ethnicity, every nuance of our personalities.
There are things that aren't under our control in depression, but there are things that are under our control. Whatever I can do to take action on the things that are under our control, doctors and with medicine, physical training and exercise, I just got to the place of going, my responsibility is to take care of what I control. And what God wants to do on this other side, spiritually and to the degree that he restores me and who he makes me into on the backside, like I'm going to trust him for that. But it's your effort and still a dependence on what God's going to do.
Count it all joy when you fall into suffering and pain. And we done bought into religion to say we got to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. We ought to be that as much as we can be that. But it's not only given that we should believe on Jesus, but that we should love him so much like we love our children. We're willing to suffer for them. And he engages us, and he wants us to enter into the pain of our society, the pain of our children, and the pain of each other. Come unto me. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I am meek. I'm lonely, oh Lord, to think that God, you're lonely for us, that I'll give you rest. Oh, we got a wonderful, loving God.
Hey, I just want to say thank you because so many of you have really jumped into this community and you've listened to every episode and some of you are new and I just want to welcome you. And I'll tell you what has meant the most to us is you guys leaving reviews. We read every single one of them. And honestly, some of you guys have me in a little puddle crying because they are so meaningful. So thank you so much for doing that. And those of you that have been a part of this, go leave a review. I'm telling you, it means something. It means something to us, but it also means something to help other people find it and know what it's about.
want you guys to know about the Dwell app. It is an audio Bible app unlike anything we've ever listened to before. And there is a voice or a narrator on the Dwell app that we particularly love called Felix. And we just wanted you to hear Felix for yourself. So check this out.
For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
Okay, and here's what's extra fun. We called our friends at Dwell and said, hey, what would you think of doing a get out of your head scripture plan, where we could take all these different scriptures from each chapter and make it into a plan that we could listen to on the go? And they were like, of course. So go download the Dwell app. If you go to dwellapp.io/Jenny, you can unlock a 10% off their yearly plan, which is amazing. And that's where you'll be able to find the Stop the Spiral of Toxic Thoughts audio Bible plan. So we'll make sure to put all of that info in the show notes and on Jenny's website so you guys can click that link.